This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Centers for Disease Control has simplified COVID vaccine recommendations for most people. If you're 65 or older or immunocompromised, you're eligible to get a second booster. Dr. Anuj Mehta is a pulmonologist at Denver Health.
We know now that if you're vaccinated, you may get infected, but they're still very good at preventing you from landing in the hospital and getting sick and ending up in the ICU. And there's emerging data that being vaccinated will also potentially reduce the risk of long COVID.
Doctors say the virus continues to mutate, but those mutations do not seem to be as infectious as earlier variations. Corporal Jeffrey Farmer of the Littleton Police Department received the nation's highest honor for public safety officers Wednesday. President Joe Biden awarded Farmer the Medal of Valor for putting himself in the line of fire during a 2021 shootout. Farmer, who was injured during the incident, dragged his partner David Snook to safety.
In just a few more minutes, Officer Snook would have died. Thanks to Corporal Farmer, he survived and can be a dad to his three young boys who I got to meet today.
Farmer is the first Colorado police officer to receive a Medal of Valor since it was created in 2001. Near final vote results in the Colorado Springs mayoral runoff remain mostly unchanged since election night. Yemi Mobolade finished with nearly 58% of the vote. He defeated Wayne Williams, who finished with more than 42%. That's a difference of more than 18,000 votes. The results are still unofficial, as overseas and military votes are still coming in. About 40% of registered voters cast a ballot. The election will be certified by the end of next week, and Mobolade will be sworn in next month. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have another chance for rain this afternoon, and highs in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.